It's 10 a.m. in the Rocky Mountains. You found the Sports Guy Mike Show on AM 1300, The Animal.
Do you enjoy talking about your favorite team? Do you just like to talk sports with someone who knows what they're talking about? Well, you've come to the right place.
This is the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal. Talking about your favorite teams, favorite players, newsmakers, and more.
And here's your host, Sports Guy Mike himself, Mike Looper.
All righty. Welcome to the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal, where we're also streaming live at theanimal1300.com. I'm your host, Sports Guy Mike. Thanks for hanging out with us on this beautiful Saturday. Spring Spree is going on down there at Memorial Park, like you just heard Matt Pauly talking about. Go down there, pay a dollar, shoot some basketball, and win a prize. And all the money goes to the Black Forest Fire victims, which is an awesome deal. Wheels in the studio pushing buttons for us. Benny Basham sitting across from me, as always, the Benny Bash. What's going on, brother?
Nothing. Just living the dream.
Living the dream. We got a big show for you today. Wayne Scalpini, our Major League Baseball contributor, will be here at 10:30 to do a little three up, three down. Mike Moraitis from BleacherReport.com at 11 o'clock, and we'll have an in-studio guest today at 11:30 from the Ultimate Fighter 17, and he'll be previewing UFC 161, which is on tonight. Gilbert Jamal Smith will be in studio with us.
That's right. Jamal Smith.
Jamal, you're trying to rebrand. I'm sure he appreciates it greatly. I just do want to say this right now. If you would like to be a part of this, the El Paso County Commissioners are holding a community meeting right now at Palmer Ridge High School Auditorium, and it is open to all. They want to take questions and concerns from evacuees and pre-evacuees. So if you have any questions or you're concerned with some stuff, you can go to the El Paso Commissioners meeting, which is at Palmer Ridge High School Auditorium, and is taking place right now. So just wanted to kind of throw that out there. Yesterday we were at Fox and the Hound.
Yes,
and
we did. It was awesome.
It was. We gave away a pair while we were there. One of the winners was there. But the other three winners I have here, John Messenbrick. John Messenbrick. We'll contact him later on. David Randall and Ben Parker. So those three people we will contact here. We drew their names and they weren't there, so we'll make sure that we get that information out to them. And if you've gotten an email from me for winning from Old Chicago, so I was like, help me out here, Benny.
Yeah, right.
From
Sorry.
Old Chicago, and you're not looking at me, so
no,
you couldn't help me out.
No.
If you got an email from me, just respond to the email and we will find a way for you to come down to the studios, or you can meet us at Spring Spree this afternoon. Mm-hmm. We'll be down there this afternoon. You can come pick up your tickets there, but just make sure you respond to the email so that we can figure out a way for you to get those tickets. All right. Like I said, big show today. We did have a good time down at the Fox and the Hound, though.
Yeah, everybody knows I had a good time.
Really, really want to thank the manager, Brian, down there for helping us out, as well as Chloe, who is in charge of all the parties and all that good stuff. She was very helpful as well. We had a good time. We gave away a bunch of prizes.
Man, they got good food, don't they?
The food,
good wings.
Good. Those hot honey wings.
Those were good.
Were so money. Mm-hmm. Speaking of UFC, too, if you want to check out the UFC 161 tonight, you can go to the Fox and the Hound down there, and they have it. I think it's like $5 to get in or something. Very, very minimal cost where you can go down there and check out that fight tonight. So thanks to them down at the Fox and the Hound. Okay, so let's start off the show with the best and worst in the week of sports.
All right.
I have been having a very bad day. Just got out of jail this morning. Already I have been shot at. I was on the bus and flipped over 17 times. Somebody blew up my porch. I am in a bad mood.
I'm the best.
All right. So obviously it's what was your best? I'm going to let you start today, Benny.
Well, I actually have two worsts.
Okay, well, let's get to the best first.
Okay, sorry. I'm being pessimistic.
Well, the worst, obviously, is these fires.
The fires,
know,
sure.
Black Forest fires, Grant, mm-hmm. Royal Gorge. So, but anyway, what was your best?
Okay, well, my best was the NBA going to tying it up, because with what you said last week, I thought the Spurs might be they might have cleaned house, and I'm just glad to see it even up.
Okay.
And you say that the NBA wants this to go seven. So do I.
Yeah. See, I don't, but I hear right. you.
So that was my best.
The best for me was the fact that it was not a snooze fest on either way. So I'm with you on the NBA.
Right.
That it's, you know, because you always want a good series. Do I want to be right and the Spurs win it in six? Absolutely. But the best for me was that so far, thus far, this series has been really good.
It's been a good series.
I was not disappointed. So, you know, as far as it going to game seven, and I hate to be that conspiracy theorist that, oh no, the NBA wants seven games in the finals, but.
Well, they do.
You'd be a fool if you didn't think that the NBA was, you know.
Well, just if you look
whether or not they have a hand in is a whole nother.
If you look at the NBA being a business, of course they want a game seven.
Right.
That's more advertising. That's more money in their, you know, in their pockets. Yeah, I don't blame them for wanting a game seven. They want everything wants a game seven.
Yeah.
Whether or not they want the Heat to win in seven, it's a different story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still picking the Spurs. I still like it in six, but let's see what happens.
I'm telling you, dramatic fashion, the Heat are going to win.
It's not going to happen.
Game seven.
One of the other best things, too, is we have a new sponsor, Gold's Gym Express. If you want more information on that, go to sportsguymike.com. There's a little banner there. You can sign up for only $1.
It's amazing.
Isn't that awesome?
And it's huge.
You sign up for $1 and you pay $10 a month.
Go check that place out. It's brand new.
Yeah, it's brand new facility.
It's pretty cool.
Go to sportsguymike.com, click on the Gold's Gym Express banner, and you'll be able to find out more information on how you can sign up with them. Okay, Benny, worst for you this week.
Okay, well, obviously the fires, but I'm going to go to something else.
Okay.
Chad Johnson smacking his attorney on the butt, lightly, just lightly.
Why was it the worst for you, though? I thought it was hilarious.
It's the worst for me because the judge sentenced him to 30 days. She said, what is this? Funny to you guys? What, did I miss the joke? So because she has a bad day, he gets to go to the clink for 30 days? That sucks.
Do you really want my take on that?
Go ahead.
Let me put it to you this way. First of all, you have to be a little more... You have to be smarter than...
Did you see it, though?
Yes.
Okay.
You have to be smarter than Chad Johnson was. Here's the problem. You are in court for missing your probation. One. Okay?
No, he's in there for a stupid reason.
Two, the case against you has to do with you headbutting a woman.
Yeah.
You are standing in front of a female judge. You might want to be a little more sensitive and a little. First of all, the decorum that you should have in a courtroom is completely different than on the football field.
Sure.
Mr. Chad
Johnson.
But
did you see it?
I did, but
it wasn't that big of a deal.
You can look at both sides of this and you can argue both sides. You know, maybe he didn't do it out of. Hey, I'm trying to be disrespectful. He was being Chad. What he was he was being Chad Ochocinco, not Chad Johnson.
So she takes away 30 days of his life because she's having a bad day?
I think it has to do with courtroom decorum. I think you have to know that even if you weren't trying to be that silly guy, he should have known as a guy that is in front of the camera all the time.
Sure.
Cell phones are clicking.
I don't even think he meant
Why be that guy to smack your attorney's rear end knowing you're going to get a response from that courtroom?
Do you think so? Do you think he did it as a joke?
I think he... Maybe it was a subconscious thing. Maybe he was just, you know, we're on the football field. Good
it
play.
It didn't even look like anything to me. And then she got mad because everybody else was laughing.
I thought it was a very... unsmart thing for him to do.
I don't know.
I don't know if it warranted 30 days.
That's what I'm saying. You take 30 days away because she didn't get the joke?
Like, I don't know.
Because people were laughing in her courtroom? Wow.
But then again, it goes back to the sensitivity. He should have been smarter. He should have been a smarter guy going into that courtroom, knowing that his case had to do with headbutting his now former ex-wife.
No, and for that, he deserves 30 days, at least.
For marrying her, he should have gotten more than 30 days for being that dumb. But,
right. You
know, for me, I just think it really boils down to you walk into that courtroom, you got to put, you know, he should have known to put, quote unquote, the game face on.
Yeah.
Don't make stupid things. But, that was just dumb.
But is it worth 30 days?
According to her, it was.
Wow.
Well, you know.
How about the guy behind him that's got a traffic ticket? Going, you know,
like, yo, I better just be quiet and say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am.
Like,
or else I'm going away for 60 days.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get away easy on this.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm in here for a rolling stop.
Yeah, right.
What am I going to get, 45?
Right.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
So.
Imagine that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy couldn't have been too happy. The worst for me came late in the week. As a matter of fact, it came in yesterday, or actually early this morning. Hard Knocks has apparently picked up
Cincinnati
Bengals yet again. So it's the worst for me because I love Hard Knocks, and I love to see the train wreck that is Hard Knocks.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, and you're probably thinking, oh, Mike, it's because you're a Steeler fan. No. You don't want to watch the Bengals. That's not why.
Because you're going to watch it regardless.
I'm going to tell you why. Because the last time the Bengals were on Hard Knocks, mm-hmm. they were a hot, stinking pile of you-know-what. And I was like, they are going to have the worst season of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They came out and had one of the best seasons they've ever had
mm-hmm.
after the Hard Knocks. So that's why it's the worst for me, because I don't need them having a great season.
What? So that's their motivation. That's funny.
They did not win a preseason game that year.
I have a question for you with this. With Hard Knocks, why would a team want to do Hard Knocks? Why is that advantageous?
I don't understand what the bottom line for teams signing up for this. They ask the Pittsburgh Steelers every single year, no matter what. Even though they've been told mm-hmm. numerous times, stop asking us, we are not going to do it. We don't need extra cameras in the locker room. This is a football town. This mm-hmm. is a football team. That's what we're here to do. Practice, learn plays, get ready for the season. That's what we're doing here. We don't need cameras in here.
See, and people automatically jump to the assumption it's money. It brings no extra money to the team.
No, it doesn't.
Because teams share revenue.
Yep.
The only thing that you keep is game day sales at your stadium. That's the only thing that's not shared. So to bring in this intrusive, hidden camera type scenario, this like real world scenario to a football team, I don't see how this benefits your football team in winning.
At all. I don't either. Exposure is probably the only thing you're getting. But, I mean, to me, the Pittsburgh Steelers said the reason they didn't want it is because they feel that the extra cameras are a distraction.
Yeah, they are.
So why you have you have rookies that are already kind of out of their element, not sure what's going on and everything else. Now you're going to put cameras in their face?
Right.
Well, you really think you're going to get
a bunch of clowns?
Yeah, that's exactly what you're going to create.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I was wrong. I said that the original Hard Knocks was with the Dallas Cowboys, and I retract that. It was actually the Baltimore Ravens in 2001.
Mm-hmm. So that was correct.
And then the Dallas Cowboys were after. So you were correct, Benny. So I just figured I would let you know. Count it.
Yep.
I know how you are about wanting to be right. So
I only get one.
But the sad thing about it is, of course, I'm going to watch it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's one of the reasons why I subscribe to HBO.
But it wouldn't make me want to buy Bengals tickets.
No, not at all. I mean, I'm just hoping, here's the thing. Marvin Lewis has to figure this out too, because he doesn't have a whole lot of time left either. I think this is a big do or die year for him as well. So, but that is the best and the worst for us, for this week in sports. But anyway, okay. Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal. Don't forget to stop down at Spring Spree. Matt Pauly's down there manning the basketball rims. And go down there, pay a dollar. All proceeds go to the Black Forest victims.
Are we live down there right now?
I think Matt Pauly has his boombox out there.
Does he? So. Are we across the, can we say hello?
Yeah. Oh. Say hello, Benny.
Hello, Benny. What's up, Matt Pauly? Shoot some hoops. There you go.
All right. When we get back, we'll get into some other headlines from the week right here on the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Over 25 years, Pat Bigley, a local realtor with ERA Shields, has been committed to excellence in making homebuyers' dreams come true. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, upgrading to something more suitable for your family, or relocating to beautiful Colorado Springs, Pat will take you down the real estate fast lane. Take the next step and learn more by visiting patbigley.com or give her a call at 719-338-0557.
American Travel International is one of the leading international travel agencies established in 1992. An experienced staff and finding innovative and unbelievably new ideas really makes a difference when it comes to catering travel needs of any kind, be it in finding flights, cruises, vacation packages, hotels, car rentals, or even religious travel. American Travel provides the type of service which we ourselves enjoy. Independent, flexible, but above all, affordable. For more information, call 719-578-0011 or visit them online at AmericanTravelInternational.com.
Are you looking to refinance or even get a loan to buy your first home? Call Equity Lending Mortgage at 719-475-1072. Equity Lending is the home of hassle-free loans and no surprises at closing. Find VA, FHA, and conventional loans with the lowest rates around. Call 719-475-1072 and ask about how you can get your closing costs paid for. Call 719-475-1072.
Come challenge yourself and join the fun this 4th of July for the first annual Half on the 4th Half Marathon in Colorado Springs. This fast and well-shaded 13.1-mile course will begin and end in Monument Valley Park across from Colorado College. The Half Marathon follows the Greenway Trail and is an ideal race for beginners and experts alike. Race time is 7 a.m. on July 4th. For more information and to register, go to our website at Spree Racing. That's S-P-R-E-E racing.com or active.com. See you at the race.
Sports Guy Mike here for SignsInsideOut.com, a printing company specializing in helping individuals and companies with all of their marketing needs. They even have online tools to help their customers design different types of products, such as banners, postcards, posters, you name it, they got it. They will even wrap your car or your windows, I should know, because they did mine. Give them a call at 719-205-9424. That's SignsInsideOut.com. Tell them Sports Guy Mike sent you.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm the owner of Spare Change Automotive Service and Repair in Colorado Springs, Colorado. At Spare Change Automotive, we specialize in diagnostics on all makes and models, European, foreign, and domestic, including DOT inspections. We also deal with heavy trucks, diesels, anything from your basic Ford Escort to your Peterbilt. We give free estimates. We also give free 24-point inspections.
Our nationwide warranty is 24,000 miles, 24 months, coast to coast. Anything that we do, parts or labor, is covered no matter where you may go.
At Spare Change Automotive, your car is in good hands with our ASC certified technicians. There's always a master ASC certified technician on hand if anything were to come up.
Spare Change Automotive is also a proud member of the BBB, and we hold an A rating. For a free and honest estimate from Spare Change Automotive, stop by or call us at 719-634-1114. We'd be glad to see you.
Back at 7, Rome at 10, then at 3, your call with MC Sports. Weekdays, AM 1300, The Animal.
Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal. Thanks for hanging out with us today on this beautiful Saturday. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you were here with us. And for that,
we thank you.
Thank you very much. Don't forget sportsguymike.com. Tons of stuff on there. We got some new partners involved, Gold's Gym Express. And we don't want you to forget, if you're looking for some good sports nutrition products, make sure you go to swolesports.com. And instead of getting 20% off like you can over at the Mothership and with GNC, with Sports Guy Mike Swole, if you type that into your coupon box when you order, you'll get 30% off. And that's anything that you order, as far as products, even t-shirts, gym bags, your shake bottles, all that good stuff. So go to swolesports.com, type in Sports Guy Swole, and you'll get 30% off your next order. Not too shabby of a deal. So, one of the first headlines, Benny, that kind of jumped out at me because of you is your boy Gronk.
Love me some Gronk.
Well, I don't know how much you're going to love you some Gronk because Mr. Gronkowski is on his way to yet another surgery, and his timetable for return is definitely in doubt this time. I believe it's his they're doing some back surgery on this guy. Gronkowski, obviously the all-pro tight end for the New England Patriots, remains a medical question with training camps set to open next month. I don't know, Benny, what do you think about this? You think we're going to see this guy? I mean, this is This is his second back surgery of the offseason.
And back surgeries are serious.
Yeah, they are, man.
Back surgeries are, once you start a back surgery, you'll always have back surgery. That's at least what I've been told as far as medical injuries and things of that nature. Once you start down that path, it's a bad path.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if we're going to see... we're going to see him, but in what capacity are we going to see him and how much?
Or how soon, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not all that great because then, they just acquired Danny Amendola. He's another guy that's injury prone as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, granted, you got Tebow.
Yeah, you got the healing Timmy.
So, is Tebow going to do some Miyagi, and do something, or is... maybe Tim Tebow going to be lining up on the left or on the right of old Tom Brady here.
Who knows? Who knows what they're going to do with him? They're going to bring him in some capacity because it's a wrinkle that other teams have to prepare for.
Right.
So if you can take an hour away from a team's practice during the week, you're going to do that. That's why teams run the swinging gate in college.
Yeah.
Or they run a certain strange play. That's the whole concept of it is we're going to work on this for a week, get it down, and then teams are going to have to take time out of their week to prepare for this stupid wrinkle that we have. So I'm not sure if he's going to be a gimmick or maybe he's going to be thrown into a position where he has to play. But regardless, he's a pretty good athlete. As Belichick said, he's a good athlete, great guy.
Yeah, he didn't say a whole lot about.
And that's what we're going to do.
Timothy.
Right.
Here's the thing. Between Gronkowski and Amendola, I mean, you got some issues there.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
remember Hernandez got banged up last year, too.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens over New England. I could absolutely care less, but
right.
Regardless. Okay. Heat's Chris Bosh was fined $5,000 for flopping in game four. The NBA has fined Miami Heat forward Chris Bosh $5,000 for flopping in that game. Bosh's flop came in the second quarter on a drive by Gary Neal where Tim Duncan sort of cleared Bosh out. Bosh, however, completely just flopped and flailed on the ground. It was pretty ugly. Now, Bosh has become the second Heat player fined in the postseason for flopping, joining LeBron James, who was fined fined for one in game four against the Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
He's the eighth player overall fined in the postseason for flopping. Benny, do we have a flopping issue in the NBA?
I don't like to watch it. You don't like to watch it.
I can't
stand
it. It's
like soccer.
Yeah.
I don't mind when athletes try and deceive.
It's part of the game, and I understand
it. It's part of baseball. It's part of basketball. It's just part of the game. You do one thing to try and get away. You see players that know darn well they didn't catch the ball, but they'll get up and state their claim. So I don't mind that, but I really want them to put a hiatus on this because it looks weak, and it's just I don't like flopping. There's a degree here of respect, I want to say.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I just don't like it. Is that an acceptable answer?
Absolutely.
I don't like it. How's that?
I don't like it either, and I'll tell you why. Because playing the game for as long as I did and coaching it and everything else, of course you want to – things like taking the charge. That's fine. There's – there's sometimes I get you wanting to deceive a little bit and make it a little bit more. But going immediately to the ground is getting a bit much.
Yeah.
It's really starting to get on my nerves where it's like, if you maybe take a shot and you kind of flail your head back or whatever, that's fine. But these guys are going to the ground. I think Miami needs to change their nickname to Flop City.
No.
I really do.
You're a Heat hater, though.
But, that has nothing to do with it. This is proof in the pudding. I don't have to hate on the fact.
That's true.
The fact is the NBA fined him. Granted, it was $5,000. He probably had that in his shoe on his way to the arena. So it's not about the money. Do we have to fix this, Benny? Do we have to maybe impose if you get fined for it once and then you get fined for it again, the second one, you miss a game? Or, is there going to have to be severity levels or what do we have to do? Because obviously fining these guys $5,000 is not going to stop them from flopping.
No, $5,000 is pocket change to these guys. But at the same time, I think it leads to embarrassment. Don't you think they're embarrassed to say they were fined for flopping?
I don't think they care. At this point, I really do not think that they cared, to be quite honest.
Is this something they practice? They're good at this.
They really are. The Miami Heat are really, really good at
They should win awards.
Flopping. Well, LeBron and D-Wade would be, to me, would be, and I'm still shocked that D-Wade, that nothing happened to him. Coming down in an open court and dropping elbows on people is okay. But yet, Bosch got fined $5,000 for flopping.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, you know, maybe the chosen one isn't LeBron. Maybe it's D-Wade because he's apparently untouchable.
Bosch should get fined $5,000 for taking those threes.
Yeah. Either Brick City or Flop City. Whatever. One or the other. Okay. This is interesting. And make sure you go to sportsguymike.com and go to our blog page. We have some great writers. You know, two of them are going to be on the show today. Wayne Scalpini and Mike Moraitis. But, the Dodgers, and we're not going to talk about that quite yet, but I am going to talk about the fact that the Dodgers and Diamondbacks, even though that they got into that little scuffle this week.
Which was awesome.
And you can find that, we have an article on our website as well. But they are scheduled to open the 2014 season in Australia. I don't know if you heard about this, Ben.
Yeah, I did.
But the Major League Baseball announced on Wednesday that the Dodgers and Diamondbacks will open the 2014 season with a series in Australia.
I think that's cool.
I think it's weird.
Australia is a big baseball. Like, they're really into baseball.
It's Australia. This is American football. This is American baseball.
Are they going to run the bases the other way?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, are they going to go the opposite way? Or what's the deal? I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think it's weird.
It's one of those things where, yeah, it's opening day, and then they'll have another opening day when they get here.
I mean, it's bad enough. They're trying to get our football overseas, in Europe and everything.
London.
You have your football. You guys use your foot. With a soccer ball, that's your football.
They have Australian rules football.
Well, yeah.
But
I'm saying it's bad enough that, you know, well, don't forget that, like, and I'm really, Pittsburgh has to go overseas this year. And they're going to have a game over there. But I think that that's already an intrusion of our American version, I guess, of football. And now we're going to have baseball over in Australia, too. I mean, get your own league. You know what I mean?
They do have their own league over there.
Well, stop trying. I mean, and here's the thing. I get it because they are big baseball fans
They're
over there.
Huge baseball fans.
So it's good. I guess it's a good business move if you are head of the Major League Baseball Committee and all that good stuff. So I guess it's a good business move, and I can't fault them for that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying I think it's weird. That's all.
Well, if you can't fill seats here, take it somewhere else. Roadshow.
Well, I know the Dodgers are having problems.
Yeah, they're having a horrible time.
Yeah.
And they have Puig.
Yeah.
Man Bear Puig. Yeah.
Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal. When we get back, Wayne Scalpini, Major League Baseball contributor, we'll talk about the brawl for it all that happened between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks with him when we get back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Sports Guy Mike Show right here on AM 1300, The Animal. All righty. Welcome back to the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive right here on AM 1300, The Animal. Don't forget, if you're having some car issues, look, summertime's here. It's hot.
It is hot.
The other day it was like Africa hot.
It is so hot.
If you're having air conditioning problems or you just need your car checked out, make sure you go down to Spare Change, 506 North Shelton. They will take a look at it for free. Free diagnostics, check all that good stuff out for you, and they will hook you up. Matt and Letitia, great people down there. Make sure you let them know Sports Guy Mike sent you. Okay, without further ado, our buddy Wayne Scalpini, our Major League Baseball insider, with his three up, three down segment. What's going on, Big Wayne?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, man. Just another day in Colorado, my friend. Just another day in Colorado.
Oh, man. How are you guys making out there? I keep seeing all this wildfire news
over
the place.
Yeah, so. they're getting it contained, and, you know, it was actually quite bad. You know, a lot of homes were lost and stuff like that. But, you know, this is a great community, and, you know, people are always there for each other in this community. That's what makes Colorado Springs so great and the state so great, because people will help each other. But, you know, they're doing what they can. They're getting it pretty well contained, and hopefully by the end of the weekend, I think, hopefully, fingers crossed, everything will probably get fixed and put out. So.
I hope so, too. You guys sound like you could use some of the rain that we've had up here for the past 3 weeks over there.
Yeah, man. There was a little bit of rain last night, and I'm sure it helped tremendously. But, yeah, we could use some rain up here for sure. All right, buddy. Let's get to some baseball. What do you got for us today?
All righty. Let's start off with a guy that used to play out there in Colorado. Now he's in he plays for the Chicago Cubs. During the offseason, infielder Ian Stewart, Cubs signed into a 1-year, $2 million deal. He was sent to AAA Iowa to start the year. Not having the greatest year for him, I'd say. He's batting 168 with 5 home runs and 20 RBIs in 40 games. The problem with him is that he thinks that he should be on the Cubs. Clearly, the Cubs aren't good. He feels like he should be up there playing with the Cubs. But he actually was, to my knowledge, the first player suspended for bashing his coach via Twitter. He suspended 10 games for writing this on Twitter, and quote, "I think Dale doesn't like me, and he's running the show. They're going to let me rot in AAA all season and then non-tender me after." And Dale is Dale Sveaim, the coach of the Chicago Cubs. I think what this guy should be, you know, worried about, more about how he's writing his English. Because, I mean, you only get 140 characters on Twitter, and you don't spell the word rot, R-O-T-T. You could, you know, save that one little character for Twitter. He clearly doesn't want to be in AAA, so, you know, he's probably going through the day-to-day thing, you know, motion. That's why he's hitting 168.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's apologized for his tweets since then, his behavior that's detrimental to the team. But it's not a good way to get yourself called up to the big club if
exactly.
you start bashing the coach. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to our second story that has to do with you guys again out there in Colorado with your buddy Troy Tulowitzki, who is headed back to the disabled list 1 year after he lost his season last year, but this time it should only be 4 to 6 weeks. Tulo's known to you guys out there in Colorado. I'm sure you've heard about it every day since it's happened. You know, he's got a broken rib.
Mm-hmm.
But Colorado Rockies manager Walt Weiss thinks they can stand their ground without him for the next, you know, month and a half, 2 months. I have a quote here from him. It says, "It's a big loss for us. It's also an opportunity for a team to step up and do what we've done well all season. That's respond to adversity. We're not going to make up that type of production regardless who plays, but we can play as a team and still win games. We can be a factor in this race throughout the season. Hopefully, when we get 2-0 back, it'll be almost like making a trade for an all-star type player down the stretch to win the pennant. That's how I'm looking at it." End quote. The team has DJ LeMahieu and AAA affiliate team, the Sky Sox.
Right.
But they traded away their veteran utility guy in Reed Brignac to the Yankees earlier in the season.
Yep.
But the problem isn't replacing Tulowitzki's defense. It's replacing, you know, what he brings to the lineup every day. I mean, he's hitting .347 this year with 16 home runs and 51 RBIs.
Yep.
I mean, replacing that for a month and a half is not going to be easy. But they hope the guys that they got, like Todd Helton and Michael Kadire, can fill his spot in the lineup. But that's going to be tremendously hard to do.
Absolutely.
All right, we got our last story this week on 3 Up, 3 Down, and it is the story of the week that I heard you guys mentioning before. We're going to talk a little bit about this fight that happened between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks, mainly because the suspensions were handed out yesterday.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of players suspended, managers suspended, players fined. Ian Kennedy gets 10 games. Eric Hinsky gets 5, and J.P. Howell and Skip Schumacher get 2 games each. So that's 4 guys right there. And Ronald Belisario got 1 game.
Right.
So 5 players each got suspended. Mark McGwire gets 2 game suspension. Don Mattingly and Kirk Gibson each get a game suspension.
Right.
All the players' suspensions are subject to appeal. The managers aren't. Managers can't, you know, appeal their suspensions. But in addition to the suspension of the, there's four players fined an undisclosed amount. A player, you got Zach Greinke, Yasiel Puig, Miguel Montero, and Gerardo Parra, all fined, but you don't get to know what the fines are.
Right.
To me, the story here isn't that, you know, this was one of the greatest baseball fights you'll ever see. I mean, Mark McGwire looked like he was roided up and ready to go. You know, he looked like he was back in the day in Oakland or his days in St. Louis where he was, you know, his arms were the size of some people's thighs.
Yeah.
Don Mattingly's on the ground on top of, you know, Kirk Gibson. It was just, you know, it was a really, really good baseball fight that should have been completely avoided.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ian Kennedy throws at Yasiel Puig and hits him in the head, hits him in the face.
Yeah.
You know? And then Zach Greinke is going to retaliate. And we've seen him this year already in a baseball brawl that cost him 8 weeks of his season with a broken collarbone. But, you know, he throws at Miguel Montero three times and misses him, throws behind him three times, and then finally hits him. It, you know, it's kind of one of those unwritten gray area rules that, you know, you get one pitch to retaliate on a guy. If you miss, that's your fault, you know?
Yeah.
Zach Greinke took it upon himself, continued to throw at Montero, finally hit him. And then Ian Kennedy comes back and hits Zach Greinke in the shoulder, throws at his head. Ten games is nothing to a pitcher because that's two starts. He only misses two starts.
Yeah.
And Kennedy is appealing his suspension.
Of course
he is. You want to hammer a guy, you want to set a precedent where you can't throw at a guy's face, especially at 90 miles an hour. You gotta go with like a 20-game suspension. That's four games because you know they're going to appeal it anyway, and the appeal is going to be processed. You gotta lay the hammer down and start a precedent.
Yeah.
That way, you know, these huge brawls don't ensue. I mean, it was fun to watch.
Oh, but, yeah. You know, it was a blast to watch.
You know, there's an area that's about, you know, 10 inches wide on a guy, and it's called his rear end. You hit him there.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't hit him in the head.
Yeah. It was bad, bad stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got for 303 Down for this week, guys.
All right, Wayne, appreciate it. And if you want to check out Wayne's article on the Dodgers and Diamondbacks called Everyone Gets a Suspension, go to sportsguymike.com, click on the blog page. Wayne's got a great piece on the whole thing over there. Thanks, Wayne. We appreciate it as always, buddy. Have a good weekend.
You too, guys. Take care.
All righty. Wayne Scalpini, our Major League Baseball contributor. Did you see that article that he wrote?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it's really good. If you go over there, we even put up the never-ending loop, kind of joining the whole CBS Sports thing where they put those things on there. And it's a great never-ending loop there where they're just holding back Mattingly. It's awesome. You got to go check it out.
It is good.
It's pretty cool. All right, Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal. I just got a text from our buddy Jamal Smith. He is on his way down here. He'll be joining us at 11:30 to do a little preview of the UFC 161, which you can actually go see at the Fox and the Hound tonight if you want to go down there. They will have it as well. But at 11 o'clock, we'll have our buddy Mike Moraitis from BleacherReport.com, and we'll talk to him as well. You don't want to go anywhere. This is the Sports Guy Mike Show on AM 1300, The Animal.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm the owner of Spare Change Automotive Service and Repair in Colorado Springs, Colorado. At Spare Change Automotive, we specialize in diagnostics on all makes and models, European, foreign, and domestic, including DOT inspections. We also deal with heavy trucks, diesels, anything from your basic Ford Escort to your Peterbilt. We give free estimates. We also give free 24-point inspections.
Our nationwide warranty is 24,000 miles, 24 months, coast to coast. Anything that we do, parts or labor, is covered no matter where you may go.
At Spare Change Automotive, your car is in good hands with our ASC certified technicians. There's always a master ASC certified technician on hand if anything were to come up.
Spare Change Automotive is also a proud member of the BBB, and we hold an A rating. For a free and honest estimate from Spare Change Automotive, stop by or call us at 719-634-1114. We'd be glad to see you.
American Travel International is one of the leading international travel agencies established in 1992. An experienced staff and finding innovative and unbelievably new ideas really makes a difference when it comes to catering travel needs of any kind, be it in finding flights, cruises, vacation packages, hotels, car rentals, or even religious travel. American Travel provides the type of service which we ourselves enjoy. Independent, flexible, but above all, affordable. For more information, call 719-578-0011 or visit them online at AmericanTravelInternational.com.
Are you looking to refinance or even get a loan to buy your first home? Call Equity Lending Mortgage at 719-475-1072. Equity Lending is the home of hassle-free loans and no surprises at closing. Find VA, FHA, and conventional loans with the lowest rates around. Call 719-475-1072 and ask about how you can get your closing costs paid for. Call 719-475-1072.
Come challenge yourself and join the fun this 4th of July for the first annual Half on the 4th Half Marathon in Colorado Springs. This fast and well-shaded 13.1-mile course will begin and end in Monument Valley Park across from Colorado College. The Half Marathon follows the Greenway Trail and is an ideal race for beginners and experts alike. Race time is 7 a.m. on July 4th. For more information and to register, go to our website at Spree Racing. That's S-P-R-E-E racing.com or active.com. See you at the race.
Sports Guy Mike here for SignsInsideOut.com, a printing company specializing in helping individuals and companies with all of their marketing needs. They even have online tools to help their customers design different types of products, such as banners, postcards, posters, you name it, they got it. They will even wrap your car or your windows, I should know, because they did mine. Give them a call at 719-205-9424. That's SignsInsideOut.com. Tell them Sports Guy Mike sent you.
For over 25 years, Pat Bigley, a local realtor with ERA Shields, has been committed to excellence in making homebuyers' dreams come true. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, upgrading to something more suitable for your family, or relocating to beautiful Colorado Springs, Pat will take you down the real estate fast lane. Take the next step and learn more by visiting patbigley.com or give her a call at 719-338-0557.
My name is Tyler. I'm 15 years old. I was 11 years old when I found out that I had cancer. I was afraid that I was going to lose my leg.
For Tyler, a bone transplant meant the chance to live a normal life.
If I hadn't had the transplant, I would probably have a prosthesis. But the transplant let me be a normal kid again.
You have the power to donate life. Be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. To find out how, go today to donatelife.net.
Back at 7, Rome at 10, then at 3, your call with MC Sports. Weekdays, AM 1300, The Animal.
Welcome back to the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal. Thanks for hanging out with us on this beautiful Saturday. Wheels in studio pushing buttons for us. We appreciate it as always. Benny Bash sitting across from me. I'm your host, Sports Guy Mike. Matt Pauly from MC Sports Daily, which is on Monday through Friday right here from 3 to 6, is down there at Spring Spree with the basketball goal. Go down there for a buck. You can shoot some baskets, win some great prizes, and all the money goes to the Black Forest victims.
That's cool. That's way cool.
Yeah, that is very cool. So go down there, and I believe Chris Richardson is down there because he sent me a text too. So he said, hi back, Benny.
All right.
So you got a hi back from Chris and from Matt. So, but go down there, check it out. Great, great cause. Obviously, you know, and we want to say from the Sports Guy Mike Show that, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out mm-hmm. to all the people that were affected by it. And
absolutely.
You know, and if there's any way that, that we can help, please feel mm-hmm. free to, let us know. You can go to sportsguymike.com and contact us in any way, shape, or form. And,
yeah, we met a gentleman last night.
Yeah, we did.
He lost everything.
Patriots fan.
Yeah. And he lost everything in the fire.
Yeah.
And he had the best attitude I've ever seen.
I couldn't believe it. And the guy had like he had an abscess pulled the day before.
Yeah.
So his mouth was like out to mm-hmm. kingdom come.
Yeah.
And the guy just lost everything he owned.
Yeah, and then he turns to me and he says, you know what, I didn't really need that many sport jackets anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you wow,
know,
dude.
He was like, insurance will cover everything. Mm-hmm. We got all, you know, our personal belongings and things that meant stuff to them out of the house, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were glad to hear that. But the guy had, like, the most unbelievable attitude. And we had a great time. We talked sports, you know, and this was after the remote.
Yeah.
You know, we hung out with a bunch of people that were involved with, you know, with the remote while we were down there. And it was a good time. So, and I'm sure, and you can also go to redcross.org if you want to help. If you're obviously listening somewhere else and you want to help out, just go to redcross.org is the best way if you are not here in the Springs to help out. So.
Yep.
All righty. Okay, so a couple other interesting stories. I don't want to go back to the baseball thing, but I'm going to go back for a second, Benny, because I want you to tell me, do you think that all these suspensions were fair for the Dodgers and the Diamondback brawl?
Yeah, I do.
You don't think 10 games was a little bit too much for Ian Kennedy or not enough?
You know, I think it's about right.
I do too.
I think that's a fair suspension. They didn't go too overboard with it, but at the same time, it's enough to where it can hurt the team. So I like right where it's at. I think baseball's pretty good with their suspensions. Take steroids out of the equation. Baseball's baseball's pretty good with what they have set up. I thought it was fair. They didn't go too overboard with it and go insane and. And, you know, it's part of the game.
Yeah. Donnie Baseball and Kirk Gibson getting a game apiece. I thought that was
hilarious.
Yeah. To see, you know, and it's funny that managers cannot appeal their suspension, but players can. So, Donnie, sit down for a day.
Whatever.
We saw you try to jack old Gibson while he was on the ground.
Yeah, he did.
That was pretty good. Roger Goodell, and this was something that, that I was. I actually called the Mojo Show because they were talking about it.
Right.
And it was the fact that Roger Goodell is now defending the Redskins' name in a letter to Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Goodell's letter publicly disclosed on Tuesday by U.S. Representative Betty McCollum and Delegate Eni, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name, came in response to 10 members of Congress who had asked him to take a stand against the use of the word Redskins. At the Washington's franchise names. Now, I don't know how most people think, but I called the Mojo Show because I had to. I just had to get my thing out because, you know, we're just the weekend guys. We're just here on the weekend, so I don't get to talk about it during the week when it goes down.
Wow.
Do you think that this was so ridiculous that Goodell had to go out and actually defend Schneider and backing the Redskins? Me, personally, I think that if it offends enough people that – we as a society in this day and age, because everybody's got to be PC, everything's got to, you know what I mean?
Right.
Some people think that we're too sensitive. Well, this is a, no matter how you want to divide it up, it's still a racial thing. It's still something that is bothering a race of people. So why not fix it? You're not going to lose any money. As a matter of fact, you might get more money by rebranding, putting out a new logo. You know, ask the Patriots when they did it.
Right.
Ask the Buccaneers when they did it. You don't think they made money hand over fist?
Right.
When they ask Miami, they're making money right now.
Well, I'll tell you what.
The Broncos. Hello.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Where does it stop, though?
But this isn't something trivial. This is something that is bothering a race of people.
Okay, I'll give you one, too. And we talked about the Miami Hurricanes before.
Right.
After 9/11, there was actually a small movement to change the New York Jets.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There's a huge...
Did not know
actually,
that.
Yeah, there's a huge movement to change the New
but
York Jets.
But it's not racial. Are you following me here? I understand 9/11. I lost two friends I went to high school with.
Right.
And I understand that part, and I could kind of see where they wanted to change that. But it's still not a racial connotation.
Okay.
It's a disaster that happened in this beautiful country.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not something that's racial.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Gotcha.
To me, if five people are bothered by this, we need to fix it.
Right. Well, you said last time when we were discussing this, if one person's offended by it, let's change it.
You know, if there's people that think we don't let, because it's not like, and then I can't remember who said this, but they said that would Goodell and Dan Schneider be willing to go somewhere like Oklahoma or somewhere there are Native Americans and say, hey, what's up, Redskins? You really think they're going to like that?
That's a good way to put it. That's an excellent way to
put it. So if they can't do that, then this needs to be changed.
That's an excellent way to put that.
And I'm not taking credit for it because I just don't remember who said it.
Uh-oh.
But if you think about it, if these two that are just so adamant about, we're going to lose history and it's, you know, we're so proud of it. Okay, well, do you think that there's going to be some major loss behind it? No.
Sure.
There's Dan Schneider, the tightest man walking, you know, he squeaks when he walks.
Yes.
He is missing the point that he could make so much money off of rebranding that team and renaming that team.
Sure.
And that's all it's about, half the time with him anyway.
Right.
But anyway, all right. When we get back, we are going to talk to Mr. Mike Moraitis from BleacherReport.com. And I just got a text from Mr. Gilbert Jamal Smith, who's going to preview UFC 161. He is from The Ultimate Fighter 17. He's going to be joining us in studio here momentarily. But when we get back, like I said, Mike Moraitis from BleacherReport.com, we're going to talk to him and tons more to go. So don't go anywhere. This is the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal. All righty, welcome back to the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal, hour number two. We're off and running. Matt Pauly is down there at Spring Spree. Make sure you stop by there. Three shots for a dollar, like you just heard. You can win a cool prize, plus all the money goes to the Black Forest fire victim. So that's awesome. Wheels pushing the buttons, Benny Bash sitting across from me. And here in a little while, we're going to bring in our buddy Gilbert Jamal Smith from The Ultimate Fighter 17. He's sitting here with us right now. What's up, Gilbert? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. It's a good day. It's a beautiful weather outside, so I'm pretty happy about that.
It is, man. It's really, really nice out. You got a fight coming up, man. We're going to talk about that later on.
Yeah, man. Big fight.
In the bottom of the hour, July 13th.
July 13th.
Yeah. Got a big fight coming up. But we're going to talk about that. But we're happy to have you in and hanging out with us. But right now, we're going to go to the phones. Our buddy Mike Moraitis from BleacherReport.com. And now, our featured columnist for SportsGuyMike.com. What's going on, Mike? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, buddy. How you guys doing today?
Outstanding. We're doing good. We're going to get right to it, man. You wrote some great articles for us today. I'm going to start off by talking about the Brooklyn Nets. Obviously, went out and got former Net Jason Kidd, and you wrote an article on SportsGuyMike.com about that. Kind of give me your take on the fact that you said it was a risky move.
Oh, yeah, it is a risky move. And listen, that's not to say that Jason Kidd isn't one of the best point guards ever to play the game, one of the smartest players. I mean, this guy, top to bottom, his career was just sensational. And he was an extension of the coach on the floor. But that doesn't mean you're going to become a great coach. You still, you know, you can know the X's and O's and the right way to play the game, but you still have to manage the players, manage the personalities, things like this. That kid, you know, as a player, doesn't have to do as much when, you know, now that he's a coach, it's going to be amplified, obviously. So, you know, it's just a risky move. You don't know how it's going to work out. And a lot of people have said, well, look at Mark Jackson. He, you know, went, you know, not straight from playing, but he didn't have any assistant coaching experience, and look how good he did. Mm. Well, Mark Jackson's situation is a little bit younger of a team. The expectations aren't as much. You know, the pressure, you don't have a New York-type pressure over there for the Golden State Warriors, so things are a little bit easier to acquiesce and get with it. Kidd is not going to have that grace period. You're in Brooklyn. You're in New York. You're expected to win now, and if he doesn't produce results right away, people are going to be screaming for his head. And this is a very talented team that I think can challenge in the Eastern Conference and possibly, you know, play for a title. You know, and taking a chance with a rookie coach with zero experience, to me, is just risky.
Yeah. I mean, you got guys like Brooke Lopez, Deron Williams. So now they finished 49-33 last year, just below the Knicks, who finished 54-28. This is a very, you know, as far as you got New York, Brooklyn, Boston, Philly and Toronto, we don't have to talk too much about them. But do you see them doing any better with Jason Kidd? You said this is a talented team with, you know, guys like Reggie Evans. You know, these are talented guys. They're at that point where they want to win right now. Do you think with the involvement of Jason Kidd as their new head coach, do you think they do better or worse?
I mean, again, it all depends on how he does coaching. And, you know, even speaking to Darren Williams, even admitted that this was a risky move, which is kind of unusual to hear from a star player when a new coach comes in to coach the team. So he's even a little skeptical.
Right.
His relationship with Jason Kidd has got to be solid, and they've got to work together. And, you know, Williams can learn a whole lot from Jason Kidd. So that match right there is pretty good. It all depends on how Kidd coaches the team. If he can get the most out of this team can win 50 to 55 games, in my opinion. I think they're a 50-win team as is right now. They were last year. They let a lot of bad games slip away. This is a team 50 to 55 wins, but it depends on if Jason Kidd is able to get the most out of them.
All right, agreed. Now, you did right. Now, we're talking to Mike Moraitis from BleacherReport.com and a feature columnist on SportsGuyMike.com. You wrote an article about the Denver Broncos releasing Willis McGahee on whether or not it was the right move. Mike, what's your take on that? Do you think it was a good move, bad move, or do you think it was just time for old Willis to move on?
Yeah, I think it was time. You know, listen, he was a very productive player when he was on the field for the Broncos. And the key phrase there is when he was on the field. He's 32 years old. His injuries, you know, he just came off major knee surgery. He's making $2.5 million or somewhere in that vicinity. That's a good chunk of change to save. And you're taking a big risk spending that money on McGahee, who you quite honestly don't know if he's going to be able to sustain an entire season. Now, you know, behind him, you have a guy like Ronnie Hillman, who's going into his second year, and you have your second-round draft pick, Monte Ball. These are two young studs who I believe can carry the load next year when combined with each other. So, the Broncos have a great history of producing running backs. I don't see any issue with them producing these two and making them to be very good running backs. So it kind of alleviates the problem that you don't have to worry about spending the money on McGahee when he could just easily go down with an injury or maybe not even come back at all from the surgery that he's had.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the last time we saw anything definitively good out of Willis McGahee was 2011, as you put on his highlight reel down there.
Right.
Look, this guy's 32 years old. He's pretty close to retirement. You know, he can't stay healthy. He was phenomenal in college, and everybody really thought that, you know, they were going to see great things long career. And he had a great career. And I agree with you. I think it was just time for him to walk away. And guys like Ronnie Hillman and Monty Ball, I mean, really? Do you really need the 32-year-old line, you know, sitting around?
Exactly. And look at, you know, for guys who come out of college with major injuries like McGahee did, McGahee should be the poster boy because he came from a very serious knee injury. He overcame that. Built himself a great career where he was able to stay healthy to play 13, 14, 15 games a year. But, you know, he's just at that age where running backs are near breaking down or at close to finished. He only played 10 games last season. He missed the entire playoffs, wasn't able to contribute, which was, a tough blow for the Broncos. But, I think he's going to latch on a job someplace else. It doesn't seem like he plans on retiring. So maybe a team like the Jets could be looking at him or a team that's looking to add a secondary veteran back like McGahee. I think he'd be a perfect fit for a lot of teams in this league.
Wow. Talking to Mike Moraitis from BleacherReport.com and our featured columnist at SportsGuyMike.com. Mike, you also wrote an article about our buddy George Karl, and you said he had the right to bash the Denver Nuggets after firing. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, it seems that one of the only conversations he had with management was after he got fired, to the point where he said, I think it's very stupid in regards to him being fired. And I agree with that. I mean, the man won 57 games last year, which I believe is the most in Nuggets history.
Mm-hmm.
They had a great season. They ran into a bit of bad luck at the end in the playoffs. They were dealing with injuries. Lawson was hurt. Kenneth Faried was hurt. And, of course, Gallinari with the ACL injury was out for the season. So they were missing or were not at 100% and then missing one of their best players. That's difficult to overcome. And the Warriors played great basketball, so you can't totally lay that on the coach. The bottom line is the man won 57 games. He had a great year. I'm not really sure what more the Nuggets are expecting, but, he had one more year left on his deal. to me, it would have made sense to just let him finish the last year of his deal and see where you go, another year of more experience with this team.
Speaking of the Denver Nuggets, Mike, who do you think will emerge as the coach for the Nuggets if you had to take a stab at it?
Well, I understand they've spoken to Lionel Hollins, and I think that right now would be a good fit. I think Hollins can instill some defense into this team, which is something that we saw they had an issue with last year. He did a great job with the Grizzlies, making them a very defensive team. The only problem with the Grizzlies for Hollins was that he didn't have that star player. With the Nuggets, you have a lot of good players. This team is very deep. They might not have that star player.
Right.
But they've got a lot of talent, and I think more raw talent than the Grizzlies do. So I think if you can hand the reins of that to Hollins, combine that with what he's able to do defensively, I think you could have a really good fit with Lionel Hollins as a new coach.
Where do you think Brian Shaw goes? Because he was also in the hunt and in the conversation about coming here to Denver to take over the Nuggets. Where do you see him going? Clippers, maybe?
That could be a good fit. The Clippers would be a good fit also. You know, Brian Shaw is a very smart guy. He's learned under some very smart head coaches. So I don't doubt his pedigree at all. He's got the experience. But I wouldn't, totally rule out a move to the Lakers. I still don't think Mike D'Antoni is going to be the coach of that team. I just can't see it happening. They have so much invested in trying to bring Dwight Howard back. Dwight Howard's not happy with that system. I don't think D'Antoni stays if the Lakers plan on keeping Howard. So who's going to take over? I think Brian Shaw would be perfect for that job in every way, shape, or form. But like you said, Clippers and Nuggets are also very good fits for Shaw.
Absolutely. All right, Mike Moraitis joining us from BleacherReport.com and our featured columnist at SportsGuyMike.com. Mike, thanks so much, man. We appreciate it as always, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, always a pleasure.
All righty. So what do you think about Lionel Hollins there, Benny? You think he's a better fit or you think Brian Shaw's a better fit?
I like Brian Shaw.
I kind of do, too.
But
I just don't think he's going to – I don't think he wants this job.
I don't think Brian Shaw wants any part of that. So with that being said, then no, he's not a better fit. Because, if he doesn't want it, he's not going to put in the effort. But where's he going to land?
I don't know, because you do know that now they're saying, Doc Rivers is thinking about going to the Clippers.
Right.
Or the Clippers are interested in Doc Rivers, I should say. Now, I don't know if the feeling is mutual or not, but... it's this crazy NBA coaching carousel, man.
That's
it's
up
like,
to the free
we're
agents.
Just waiting to see where these coaches are going to drop.
Right. That's up to the free agents.
Gee, let me guess. Are you talking about CP3 by any chance?
Right.
Does CP3... Well, I think CP3 would be just fine with Doc Rivers coming over there.
I don't think CP3's coming back.
You don't think he's coming back?
I don't think so.
You think he's going to go where? The Lakers?
I don't know. Wherever he wants to be coached. I don't know.
Oh, no, we'll see. Sports Guy Mike Show powered by Spare Change Automotive right here on AM 1300, The Animal. When we get back, we'll get into some buy or sell, and we'll even rope in Gilbert here and see if we can get his take on some of these things,
right.
See if we can rope him in as well. But this is the Sports Guy Mike Show, and we are powered by Spare Change Automotive right here on AM 1300, The Animal. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
For over 25 years, Pat Bigley, a local realtor with ERA Shields, has been committed to excellence in making homebuyers' dreams come true. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, upgrading to something more suitable for your family, or relocating to beautiful Colorado Springs, Pat will take you down the real estate fast lane. Take the next step and learn more by visiting patbigley.com or give her a call at 719-338-0557.
American Travel International is one of the leading international travel agencies established in 1992. An experienced staff and finding innovative and unbelievably new ideas really makes a difference when it comes to catering travel needs of any kind, be it in finding flights, cruises, vacation packages, hotels, car rentals, or even religious travel. American Travel provides the type of service which we ourselves enjoy. Independent, flexible, but above all, affordable. For more information, call 719-578-0011 or visit them online at AmericanTravelInternational.com. equityblendingmortgage.com.
Are you looking to refinance or even get a loan to buy your first home? Call Equity Lending Mortgage at 719-475-1072. Equity Lending is the home of hassle-free loans and no surprises at closing. Find VA, FHA, and conventional loans with the lowest rates around. Call 719-475-1072 and ask about how you can get your closing costs paid for. Call 719-475-1072.
Come challenge yourself and join the fun this 4th of July for the first annual Half on the 4th Half Marathon in Colorado Springs. This fast and well-shaded 13.1-mile course will begin and end in Monument Valley Park across from Colorado College. The Half Marathon follows the Greenway Trail and is an ideal race for beginners and experts alike. Race time is 7 a.m. on July 4th. For more information and to register, go to our website at Spree Racing, that's S-P-R-E-E racing.com or active.com. See you at the race.
Sports Guy Mike here for SignsInsideOut.com, a printing company specializing in helping individuals and companies with all of their marketing needs. They even have online tools to help their customers design different types of products, such as banners, postcards, posters, you name it, they got it. They will even wrap your car or your windows, I should know, because they did mine. Give them a call at 719-205-9424. That's SignsInsideOut.com. Tell them Sports Guy Mike sent you.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm the owner of Spare Change Automotive Service and Repair in Colorado Springs, Colorado. At Spare Change Automotive, we specialize in diagnostics on all makes and models, European, foreign, and domestic, including DOT inspections. We also deal with heavy trucks, diesels, anything from your basic Ford Escort to your Peterbilt. We give free estimates. We also give free 24-point inspections.
Our nationwide warranty is 24,000 miles, 24 months, coast to coast. Anything that we do, parts or labor, is covered no matter where you may go.
At Spare Change Automotive, your car is in good hands with our ASC certified technicians. There's always a master ASC certified technician on hand if anything were to come up.
Spare Change Automotive is also a proud member of the BBB, and we hold an A rating. For a free and honest estimate from Spare Change Automotive, stop by or call us at 719-634-1114. We'd be glad to see you.
Back at 7, Rome at 10, then at 3, your call with MC Sports. Weekdays, AM 1300, The Animal.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal. And you know what, Benny? I just realized we haven't given out the number at all today.
Better give it out.
Nice. 719-581-WHAT is the number to call. 719-581-9428. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you're thinking. You want to chime in, all that good stuff. You can call or text that number, 581-9428. Man, I tell you, this, I'm just looking at something, but I'll get to it when we get into buy or sell. All right, it's buy or sell time, Benny. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Let's do it. All right, man, you're up.
All right. Paul Pierce is looking for a new home, and on rantsports.com, they said that there's 5 possible landing spots for Paul Pierce.
Okay.
That's not really what I'm interested in from you. What I'm interested in is buy or sell Paul Pierce being beneficial and being still able to lead a team to a championship, buy or sell?
Ooh, that's a good question, Benny. Reason it's such a good question is because I was thinking when their season ended, if he was going to stay, you know, was the money going to be right for him and all that good stuff. So that's a really good question. He's 35 years old,
mm-hmm.
I believe. Am I right?
I think
I'm right. He's 35 years old. Can he be a leader of a team? Absolutely. Does he still have it? I don't know, man. That's tough. That series against the Knicks, he struggled a little bit.
Right.
I mean, he did what he normally does. He shoots the three, and, you know, he got involved, and, you know, he made some really good shots, but he did struggle quite a bit.
But as far as leading a team?
I think he could lead a team. I have no doubt in my mind that he could lead a team. I just don't know how effective he's going to be.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'll be quite honest. I thought Paul Pierce was the guy that look, he's been there since, what, 98?
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought he was going to be that mainstay guy. I thought he was going to be the guy that wasn't ever going to leave Boston. He likes it there. He likes the city. The people love him there, you know. And you know that goes a long way with me. Loyalty is huge to me.
It's a big deal.
In Major League Sports. It speaks volumes about your character to me. And there's not very many guys like that left. So when I heard that he was looking for somewhere else to go, I was a little thrown back by it. Can he lead a team? Absolutely.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm buying it as far as leading a team goes.
Mm-hmm.
As far as him doing it alone, no. But if you were to put him on a young team with a lot of talent, let's say the Denver Nuggets.
Interesting.
Right. I think that would be an opportunity that...
I never thought of that. That's really good, actually.
Mm, I thought it was good. That's why I brought it up. But, yeah. So, Denver, there you go. There's your answer.
Wow.
Yep.
Interesting. Don't forget, guys, go to... Well, here's the thing. You can also go to our Facebook page, too. Facebook.com. Type in the Sports Guy Mike Show. Go like us over there. We got great articles over there as well. And you can follow us on Twitter. At Sports Guy Mike for me, at the Benny Bash.
Because there's only one.
Because there's only one. And, of course, you can follow our buddy Wheels, who is in studio helping us out as well, at Wheels1300. All right, I got a good one for you. You ready?
All right, let's go.
Okay. Now, usually I always take the high road and go somewhere else with my buy or sell.
Random.
I'm really not going that far off here.
Okay.
Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, he says Aaron Rodgers will shatter my Packers records. I just have a hard time believing that. He would literally probably have to play the way he's played over the past 5 years, two or three more times to even break his records.
Okay.
So... This buy or sell is real, real simple. Buy or sell. Is Brett Favre right? Aaron Rodgers will shatter his Packer records. Buy or sell.
I'm going to buy this.
Really?
Really? Yes.
Seriously?
Right.
Crazy. Aaron Rodgers?
He's not going to break.
What's he going to play till he's 45?
He's not going to break all of his records, but the type of numbers that Aaron Rodgers is putting up is ridiculous. And he doesn't have... the same, I want to say, mentality or offensive mentality that Brett Favre did. Brett Favre was in a West Coast system, but they did run the ball from time to time. Aaron Rodgers is slinging it. He's just throwing it all over the place.
I guess. I mean, I don't know, man. This is tough. Brett Favre owns Green Bay records for most career touchdown passes, 442.
Mm-hmm.
Most regular season wins, 160.
He's not going to beat his interception record.
And most consecutive passes completed, 20. Now, look, I just don't see it.
No?
No.
Why is that?
Is he gonna play unhurt for the next... How long has he been in the league now? How long has he been with the Packers now, Aaron Rodgers?
Well, a while, because he got drafted out of Cal.
So what, 5 years?
Set the bench.
5, 6 years?
Forever.
Okay. So is he going to play for another 12 years without getting hurt? Because Brett Favre played for 17 years without getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
17 years.
Yeah, that's a pretty...
You're
going
to tell me that he's going to be able to stay unhurt for the next for the next 12 years?
I'm not telling you that. What I'm saying is he's going to be able to do it in less amount of time. He's not going to have to. Yeah, he's not going to have to. With the type of numbers that he's going to be able to put up coming up.
It's his fifth year.
Yeah, it's his fifth year. With the type of numbers that Aaron Rodgers is putting up, he's going to be able to surpass Favre in some of these records. Not all, but in some of these records in a shorter amount of time. That's what I'm saying. He's not going to have to be healthy because he's going to do it in 10.
You think so?
I do.
Come on, man.
I really do think so.
I think you're stretching here. I just don't see it. I think first of all, we know that he does tend to get hurt. And here's the other thing too. Who's he throwing to now? Because Greg Jennings is gone.
Yep.
Jermichael Finley, he's gone.
He'll find someone.
I mean, I don't know. I just don't see it. I think Aaron Rodgers is a really good quarterback. I'm not in the great quarterback group yet. When it comes to Aaron Rodgers, and it's not because he beat my Steelers. It has nothing to do with it. I'm just trying to say here, I think he's a very good quarterback. I don't think he's hit the one Super Bowl victory does not get you great out of my mouth.
Okay, but I'm putting him ahead of Flacco. I'm putting I'm putting him ahead of Matt Ryan.
Well, the only reason you can do that is because he does have a Super Bowl.
Right.
And Matt Ryan doesn't. Matt Ryan was pretty close. But Wheels is over here rolling his eyes. What's going on, Wheels?
Comparing him to Flacco and Matt Ryan is not, saying he's better than them is not a stretch.
Right.
That's really not a stretch.
Matt Ryan to me is very good, and he's very comparable to Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I'm not saying stretch. What I'm saying is if he's ahead of those guys, he's not that far behind Brady and Manning.
Rodgers is? Mm-hmm. Rodgers isn't even in that conversation.
You don't think so?
No.
Why is that?
Well, consistency for one.
Okay.
Brady over Rodgers consistently right there. Didn't have the greatest year last year. He had these two good years where they played well, 12, 13 wins. You're not gonna put him in the conversation because he finally won a Super Bowl, got out of Brett Favre's shadow. You're not gonna put him in great and put him in the category with probably the best regular season quarterback in Peyton Manning.
Sure.
And a three-time Super Bowl champion in Tom Brady. As much as I don't like Tom Brady, you're not putting Aaron Rodgers in that same conversation.
All right.
I'm sorry. You better put Ben Roethlisberger in that conversation.
I was going to say, is he better than Roethlisberger?
With two Super Bowl victories before you put Aaron Rodgers, who has one.
Is he better than Roethlisberger?
Is who? Aaron Rodgers?
Mm-hmm.
No. Why would he be better than Roethlisberger?
He's getting paid like he's better.
Well, of course, you are as good as what you can, or you're worth what you can negotiate. We've said that all the time.
Right.
What these quarterbacks get paid does not define how good they are on the field. Not in my eyes, anyway. I know some people are like that, mm-hmm. but for me, it doesn't equate to that. Ben Roethlisberger's been to three Super Bowls in, 5-6 years?
Yes.
You're going to compare him to Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, the Pittsburgh
Please,
Steelers have
stop
been
it.
To three Super Bowls.
Stop it. Stop it.
That's why I brought it up.
Killing me. Real quick before we go to break, I'm going to say this. Hall of Famer Lem Barney says the NFL won't be around in 10 to 20 years. The only reason I'm kind of jumping off here and not doing a buy or sell on this is just because I can't believe that this was said. Pro Football Hall of Famer Lem Barney played 11 seasons, all for the Detroit Lions. And on Friday, speaking at the Sound Mind, Sound Body Football Academy in Southfield, Michigan, Barney said he doesn't think football will make it another two decades. What do you think about that, Benny?
Why wouldn't it make it another two decades?
The game is becoming more deadly today, he said. It's a great game.
Just because of safety?
I think it's the greatest game if you like gladiators. It's the greatest game for yesteryear's gladiators. But I can see in the next 10 to maybe 20 years, society will alleviate football altogether.
Okay, Rush Limbaugh said the same thing.
I think these guys are out of their gourd now.
And I really don't think so. I think the popularity is going to supersede any kind of fear we have about injury and things of that nature. Because we're so much further advanced than what we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you were a kid. What were the helmets like? What were the helmets?
We had leather helmets. What are you trying to say, man?
No, what I'm saying is you're not that old. So when you were a kid, compared to the helmets now.
Right. It's a huge difference.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're continuously, if you ever watch that Sports Science, what they're doing to the helmets for the college kids, even for the high school kids mm-hmm. in a lot of different cities across the U.S., they're doing unbelievable stuff with these helmets.
Yes, they are. And they're also teaching, you know, that heads-up football and things of that nature. Now, the problem is sometimes with this equipment is you become invincible with it because the equipment's almost too good. Because when you go in there and you lead with your shoulder and it doesn't hurt you whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
then you start to become dangerous.
Right.
And that's when it becomes dangerous. So, you know, I think what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to find ways to protect ourselves from ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. But the popularity and the money, remember, money drives
That's
the
right.
NFL.
That's right. And it is the
biggest grossing anything.
Yeah, any business in the continental United States. So,
right.
Really?
Right.
Come on. Lem Barney, you're
when
out of your banana.
When it comes down to it, the almighty green
speaks.
Yes.
And everything else is noise. Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal. When we get back, Gilbert Jamal Smith will be previewing UFC 161 with our new segment called MMA Insight with Gilbert Jamal Smith. Okay. So you don't want to miss that right here on AM 1300, The Animal. Don't forget, Matt Pauly is out there at Spring Spree. Go down there, shoot some hoops, pay a buck. If you get all three, you win a prize, and all the money goes to the Black Forest Fire victim. So do that. All right. This is the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal. We got a guest in studio for a new segment called MMA Insight with Gilbert Jamal Smith. What's going on, Gilbert? How you doing, man?
Everything's good, man. Everything's real good. MMA Insight, I really like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
MMA
yeah.
Insight. See, yeah. And what's funny is Benny here was trying to rebrand you already. He was like, you mean Jamal?
Yeah, Gilbert, a.k.a. Jamal. It doesn't matter.
There you
can call
go.
Me whatever.
You got a big fight coming up, man.
Yeah.
You want to tell the folks a little bit about that fight coming up before we get into UFC 161?
Yeah, July 13 in Denver against Jason Lee. He's from The Grudge. This is a huge fight for me because this is the first fight outside the UFC, and also it's going to be the first fight back to the UFC. So
right.
I got to win. I got to win, and I got to win in a good way, you know, with a good finish.
Yeah. Put on by Prize Fighting Championship. It'll be at the Magnus Arena in Denver.
Yeah.
If you have any questions or you want to get some tickets, you can go to sportsguymike.com.
Yeah.
You can go to the, you know, Facebook page, however you want to get in touch with me, at SportsGuyMike on Twitter, we can accommodate you and get you hooked up.
Yeah, this is going to be a great card with a lot of great fighters, and the venue is really, really nice.
It is.
Yeah, in the Magnus Arena.
Sims and Wildman is the big card. I guess Sims is their champion, and then yeah. Wildman is their legend.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny, because I actually have history with both guys.
Really?
Thomas Denny. I actually trained with for a while,
mm-hmm.
and Tony Sands, I'm currently training with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He comes down to Factory X, and he spars with us, man. He's a beast. I mean, for a 55er, he's a beast. He's
nice.
Quick, great combinations, good wrestling. He's a beast. And Thomas Denny, like, you know, he's a legend, so
yeah.
It's going to be a great fight.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, we're looking forward to it. We'll be out there, of course. And also, you can also go to Facebook.com, type in Sports Guy Mike Enterprises, and on our Facebook, our company Facebook over there, you can get all that info as well. All right, UFC 161, Henderson and Evans.
Okay.
Pretty big card here. Winnipeg, Manitoba at the MTS Center. I want to make sure I did that right. So tell us a little bit about this. What fights do you think are going to be real big fights here?
Okay, so first of all, this card has changed 1,000 times.
Really?
Yeah, it was supposed to be like 10 different fights on this card, but people just kept getting injured, and they pulled fights to change things up. So really, this fight is not what it was supposed to be. It's actually smaller. However, it's still a great card. I guess the number one fight that I'm really excited to watch is the Rashad Evans versus Dan Henderson for a mm-hmm. couple different reasons. Rashad Evans, I've been riding with him since like season two, and he's been a really great guy. I actually met him, trained with him, and I really want to see him get back to the championship fight and maybe fight John Jones again. Dan Henderson. He's a legend, man. He has beaten people like it's so crazy to watch him fight because he's actually the oldest fighter that's still fighting, and he shows these young guys how to do it.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's a great card, and it's a lot of good fights. And also my really close friend John Maguire, he's fighting on the card, and I'm hoping he comes back with a good win. He's from the UK. He's one of Luke Barnett's homeboys.
Oh, really? So yeah. John McGuire's taking on Mitch Clark.
Yeah.
This guy, John McGuire, I guess he's been around a while, 18-5.
Yeah.
His record. So obviously he's had some fights under his belt.
He's coming off two losses. So he definitely needs this win.
Mm-hmm.
But I trained with him in Portland for 2 weeks, and he's a beast. And this would be his debut at 55.
That's actually a Facebook fight.
Yeah, it is.
There's two fights that'll be on Facebook, the Clark McGuire fight, and then the, I don't even know how to pronounce these two guys' names, so I'm just going to let that go. Go to UFC.com.
Yeah, Eves. His first name is Eves, and he actually trained with GSP in Canada, in Montreal.
Okay.
And Dustin Pegg.
Eves and Dustin Pegg, yeah.
Yeah. Dustin Pegg, he's coming off of season 14 of The Ultimate Fighter.
Now, let me ask you this, Jamal. Now, Rashad Evans, I've always been a big fan of his as well.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Henderson, of course, is a legend at 29-9. He's beaten some people up pretty bad.
Yeah.
Does Rashad need this win more than Dan?
Because
I kind of feel like he does.
Both do. I will say this much. Rashad, if he loses, he could drop down to 85 and start a whole new career. If Dan loses in a bad way, he may be looking at retirement.
Gotcha.
So as far as being in the light heavyweight division, they both need a good
a
win
big
because
win.
Both of them is coming off a lackluster loss.
Right.
So it's a tough fight for both guys, and there's definitely a lot on the line for both guys.
Absolutely. And you can also follow Jamal on Twitter as well, Jamal Smith MMA. You can follow him on Twitter as well. Now, for me, I think that it's kind of cool that they have integrated the women now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also going to be a fight between Alexis Davis and Roxy Sexton. Do you know anything about these two fighters?
Yeah, man, Roxy Sexton is she's a very interesting character because she actually has her PhD.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I reviewed a little bit about her. Yeah, I was a little...
Yeah, she's very, very educated to be a fighter. So she's obviously the first female fighter out of the UK fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexis Davis is the first female from Canada to be fighting in the UFC. So both of these girls are actually representing their country.
Right.
And, you know, it's really awesome to see these females fighting in the UFC.
And they're not on the FX prelim card. They're actually on the main card.
Yeah, because the females always bring it.
Yeah.
they always have a way to be very entertaining and fight hard. They have a lot to prove, and they're willing to prove it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll Maddie? Watch two chicks fighting. I'm sorry. I love it.
So. Benny's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
What do you know about the undercard of it or right underneath the Rashad Evans and Dan Henderson fight, Roy Nelson and Stipe Miocic?
Stipe. Okay, so this is a fight that was actually brought upon because of the injuries and stuff like that.
Oh,
so this
okay.
was kind of
last
was,
minute.
Yeah, last minute. It was kind of just put together. Roy Nelson is coming off a huge knockout off of Chet Congo.
Okay. Oh, and, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why he looked familiar.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And that was the same card that Chael Sonnen fought John Jones. So that was in April.
That's right.
Yeah. So
I knew he looked familiar.
you can't miss
chubby,
Roy.
I'm like, this chubby guy looks really familiar.
Yeah,
I know
yeah,
that guy.
Yeah.
I know that guy.
Yeah. You can't miss Roy. And actually, Stipe is coming off a loss and the injury.
Yeah.
So this is a big fight for Stipe to take on Roy Nelson, who's coming off like a full fight win streak, and he's knocking fools out.
Yeah.
So
263, he's a big dude.
Man. Yeah, yeah. So if Roy wins, that'd be five fights in a row.
Jeez.
Especially with a knockout.
That's a nice little run.
Yeah. If Stipe wins, he'd be taken out of a top 10 heavyweight. So it'd be good.
Now, to me, I mean, I know I just said the guy's 263, Benny, but he's only 6 foot. Stipe is 6'4", 240.
Yeah.
So, you know, this guy's going to pose a little bit more of a problem for Roy Nelson, I'm sure. I don't think just looking at the tail of the tape kind of makes you think that this is not going to be maybe this quick little knockout, I guess, unless he can get a hold of him.
I don't know, because Roy Nelson has a way of knocking people out, and he comes forward. He has a great chin. You're not going to knock him out, and you're not going to submit him. The biggest thing you can do is try to grind out a tough win.
Mm-hmm.
Stipe, watching him fight before, he sometimes likes to bang and leave his chin up and and get caught. He'd take one. Yeah, he would take one to give one. That's not the strategy against Rory. So I believe that maybe Stipe would try to utilize his wrestling a lot more. He's actually a high level a collegiate wrestler, but he kind of fell in love with his hands and boxing. But I just don't think that's the right thing to do against somebody like Roy Nelson.
Yeah. All right. Make sure you check out UFC 161. It's live on pay per view. Evans versus Henderson at Winnipeg, Manitoba, at the MTS Center. A couple of the fights, like I said earlier, will be two of them will be on Facebook. Then, of course, the prelims on FX. And then, of course, the main card. But if you want, you can go down to the Fox and the Hound. They will have the UFC 161 on down there. It's only $5 to get in. Mm-hmm. And speaking of the Fox and the Hound, which we were at last night,
yes.
But we're going to have Gilbert Jamal Smith will be down there on July 6th making an appearance for UFC 162. So
That's a big card. That's a huge card. You got to be there.
Oh,
Silva versus Chris Weidman.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson, you know, doing his thing again. And it's just a blessing to watch him fight. And Chris Weidman is no joke.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually a really big threat to Silva. So you got to be there to watch the fights and come hang out with me.
Absolutely. All right, man. Anybody you want to thank before you get out of here?
You know, basically my Team Victory holding me down. Factory X, those guys in Denver really helped me get prepared for my fight. You know, guys like you helping me, you know, with the marketing and promotion. And all my friends and family, you know, I just want to keep it simple. But, yeah, just want to thank Colorado Springs, you know, for being strong for the last week with all the fights and stuff.
Absolutely. Gilbert Jamal Smith from the Ultimate Fighter 17 and now part of Sports Guy Mike Enterprises.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Big deal. We thank you for doing
MMA Insight.
And I have to say,
and I have to say, MMA is one of the fastest growing sports in the world. So if you don't know about it, find out about it. It's a great sport.
If you don't know about it, find out about it. I like that. We're going to have to get that on a shirt. All right. Sports Guy Mike Show powered by Spare Change Automotive right here on AM 1300 The Animal. When we get back, we will be getting into, we're just going to kind of wrap up the show, talk a little bit about the NBA Finals and all that good stuff. You don't want to go anywhere. This is the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm the owner of Spare Change Automotive Service and Repair in Colorado Springs, Colorado. At Spare Change Automotive, we specialize in diagnostics on all makes and models, European, foreign, and domestic, including DOT inspections. We also deal with heavy trucks, diesels, anything from your basic Ford Escort to your Peterbilt. We give free estimates. We also give free 24-point inspections.
Our nationwide warranty is 24,000 miles, 24 months, coast to coast. Anything that we do, parts or labor, is covered no matter where you may go.
At Spare Change Automotive, your car is in good hands with our ASC certified technicians. There's always a master ASC certified technician on hand if anything were to come up.
Spare Change Automotive is also a proud member of the BBB, and we hold an A rating. For a free and honest estimate from Spare Change Automotive, stop by or call us at 719-634-1114. We'd be glad to see you.
American Travel International is one of the leading international travel agencies established in 1992. An experienced staff and finding innovative and unbelievably new ideas really makes a difference when it comes to catering travel needs of any kind, be it in finding flight, cruises, vacation packages, hotels, car rentals, or even religious travel. American Travel provides the type of service which we ourselves enjoy. Independent, flexible, but above all, affordable. For more information, call 719-578-0011 or visit them online at americantravelinternational.com.
Are you looking to refinance or even get a loan to buy your first home? Call Equity Lending Mortgage at 719-475-1072. Equity Lending is the home of hassle-free loans and no surprises at closing. Find VA, FHA, and conventional loans with the lowest rates around. Call 719-475-1072 and ask about how you can get your closing costs paid for. Call 719-475-1072.
Come challenge yourself and join the fun this 4th of July for the first annual half Half on the Fourth Half Marathon in Colorado Springs. This fast and well-shaded 13.1-mile course will begin and end in Monument Valley Park across from Colorado College. The Half Marathon follows the Greenway Trail and is an ideal race for beginners and experts alike. Race time is 7 a.m. on July 4th. For more information and to register, go to our website at Spree Racing. That's S-P-R-E-E racing.com or active.com. See you at the race.
Sports Guy Mike here for SignsInsideOut.com, a printing company specializing in helping individuals and companies with all of their marketing needs. They even have online tools to help their customers design different types of products, such as banners, postcards, posters, you name it, they got it. They will even wrap your car or your windows, I should know, because they did mine. Give them a call at 719-205-9424. That's SignsInsideOut.com. Tell them Sports Guy Mike sent you.
For over 25 years, Pat Bigley, a local realtor with ERA Shields, has been committed to excellence in making homebuyers' dreams come true. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, upgrading to something more suitable for your family, or relocating to beautiful Colorado Springs, Pat will take you down the real estate fast lane. Take the next step and learn more by visiting patbigley.com or give her a call at 719-338-0557.
My name is Tyler. I'm 15 years old. I was 11 years old when I found out that I had cancer. I was afraid that I was going to lose my life.
For Tyler, a bone transplant meant the chance to live a normal life.
If I hadn't had the transplant, I would probably have a prosthesis. But the transplant let me be a normal kid again.
You have the power to donate life. Be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. To find out how, go today to DonateLife.net.
Colorado's most opinionated radio station. Powered by opinion, information, plus CBS Sports. AM 1300, The Animal.
All righty, welcome back to the Sports Guy Mike Show. Powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal. Wheels pushing the buttons. Benny Bash sitting across from me. I am your host, Sports Guy Mike, wrapping up the show right here. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Saturday. Don't forget tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel, 10 a.m. right here for the Sports Guy Mike Show. Go to sportsguymike.com. Don't forget about our, if you're looking for that new sports nutrition, these guys are unbelievable. Great product. Swole Sports Nutrition. You can go to swolesports.com. Type in Sports Guy Swole and get 30% off your next purchase as well. It's right underneath there. If you're looking to get into a new gym, working out, trying to look good for the summer, Gold's Gym Express is the place to go. $1 to sign up.
I got to get myself pool ready.
Yeah, you know, like I always say, man, I got to get down to fighting weight, man.
Yeah.
I really got to get down to fighting weight. So Benny and I are going to be doing some Gold's Gym Express. If you want to get in on it, it's only 10 bucks a month.
That's great.
Go to sportsguymike.com. Click on the banner. You can sign up. Make sure that when you go to, it's the very first box when you go there, when you go to sign up, make sure you put in referred by radio so that you can get that discount. So it's pretty cool, man. You cannot beat it. Yeah, and there's a bunch of other stuff on sportsguymike.com. Our buddy Chris Braden from MC Sports Daily. If you're looking to get into, you know, trying to improve your golf game or you're a beginner and you need some golf lessons, just click on his banner. We have his info on sportsguymike.com as well. So go check him out as well. Great guy. Knows his golf, that's for sure.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be starting to give me my lessons. I'm excited.
Yeah.
So be cool.
Don't tell everybody. Ruining the shark game.
What do you mean?
Just saying.
All right, couple things before we get out of here. The judge, apparently a judge called Michael Jordan greedy because his lawsuit is dragging on. Michael Jordan is seeking $5 million in damages after a grocery store included his name and number in a congratulatory advertisement in 2009. Really? Michael Jordan, you need $5 million bucks? Is your gambling problem back?
Well,
or has it never left?
The judge did say that you know they were in the wrong, but they just didn't agree that it was $5 million wrong.
That's just ridiculous, man. Mm-hmm. I think Mike's down there betting on them horses again.
Yeah.
Something. What's up, Wheels?
I think he was spotted in Cripple Creek.
Really?
Maybe Blackhawk. I'm not sure.
There you go. Something's going on, man. If Michael Jordan eats $5 million, that just seems like a lot of money for what, you know, for what went down. But yeah.
Jordan. Yeah, wasn't he in an advertisement for like $2 off steaks?
Yes. The it says right here, the advertisement in question was included as a one-page ad in a Sports Illustrated issue applauding Jordan's induction into the Hall of Fame. The ad also included a $2 off coupon for a steak. What's going on, Mike? You all right?
I don't know.
Michael Jordan shouldn't be worrying about nothing money-wise. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
Half the league still wears his shoes.
Thank you. Something's wrong, man.
And don't forget all those Hanes commercials he's in.
Yeah, no kidding. Constantly. With the tags.
Yeah.
If I see one more of those commercials, I'm going to spit nails. All right. And Dwight Howard, Chris Paul could be looking at being teammates. These two apparently want to be teammates in some way, shape, or form. You think that ever happens?
I don't know. You know, when LeBron and Wade teamed up, we didn't think that that was going to be possible. Now it's
kind of... I thought that that was possible.
Did you?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you think this is possible? Do you think this
Chris
is
Paul going to the Lakers?
No, I don't think Chris Paul's going to the Lakers.
I think it's more centered on Atlanta.
I think, yeah, I think they're both going somewhere. They would both go Atlanta, Dallas, something like that.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty sketchy.
I don't see Chris Paul going to the Lakers. If because I don't think... I don't think either one of them want to play for the Lakers. Your best chance to win a championship.
I don't think Dwight Howard wants to be a Laker anymore.
No, Dwight Howard's best chance to win a championship isn't where he's at right now.
True.
And that's rare to say that the Los Angeles Lakers are not in a position to win a championship, but they're not. They're not there.
Sky Sox take on Las Vegas 51s today in Las Vegas. First pitch 8:05 right here on AM 1300 The Animal with Matt Pauly bringing you Sky Sox warm up, and then of course the voice of the Sky Sox, Dan Karcher, right here on AM 1300 The Animal. So make sure you come back for that. Speaking of Matt Pauly from MC Sports Daily, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, right here on The Animal. He is down there. You want to go down there? $3 for $1. All the money goes to Black Forest victims. We will be down there as well after the show. So come down, say hi to us as well. I want to thank all of our guests. I want to thank Jamal for coming in, Mike Moritas, and of course, Wayne Scalpini for joining us. Tomorrow we'll have Sean Adams as well as some other guests. So you're going to have to come back 10 o'clock tomorrow right here. And Benny, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
No, I just want to say thank you. And our prayers go out to all of you that were involved in the Royal Gorge fire and the Black Forest fire. Just be safe, and let's all help each other out in this time of need.
Absolutely. This has been the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive. And as we say around here all the time, don't sweat the small stuff. We're out of here. See ya!